Okay, today Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masech Sorios, and we're up to Paragimel Mishnah Dalet. Vezu Mashiach. When we say Kohen Mashiach, so it's some type of Kohen Gadol, where he has to bring a special par Kohen Mashiach. Who are we talking about? So Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha. It's someone who is actually anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Lo Hamarubu B'Gadim. And not someone who became a Kohen Gadol just by wearing the big day Kohuna Gadola, meaning during Bayi Sheni, when they no longer had Shemen HaMishcha, the way they made a Kohen Gadol is by having him wear big day kuna, have you just having him dressed like a coin? Ain coin mashach bashamin mishkalim rubukadim el parabal kalamitzvos. This is in fact the only difference between the level of kuhuna gedola of someone who was a nimshach bashamin mishcha versus someone who became a maruba begadim. So the ain bin coin mashamish the coin shavar. Once we're on the topic of different kohanim gedolim, there's no difference in halachic status of a coin gadol who's currently serving and a coin gadol who used to serve el pariyom akipurim, except for the special part that's brought in Yom Kippur that only the current Kohen Gadol brings, Vasir Seif and the Asir Seif that a Kohen Gadol has to bring every single day, that's only by a currently serving Kohen Gadol. So in what way are they the same? Zev Zeshavin Bavodas Yom Kippurim. The one who's currently serving and the previous Kohen Gadol are both kosher to do the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Umetsuvin al Basula, they're both only allowed to marry a Basula. Vasurin al Almana, they're both not allowed to marry an Almana. Vein Mitam and they're both not allowed to become tame to their relatives, only to a mes mitzvah. Velo porin, velo pormin, and both of them are not allowed to grow their hair or tear their clothing that like avelim normally would when they lose a relative. Umachzir nes rotzeach, and the death of either one of them will get a rotzeach out of a near miklat. Will bring a rotzeach back home from a near miklat. So in that sense, they're the same. So once we mention prio frima, kohen gadol porim milamat. Kohen Gadol doesn't tear his clothing the way other people do when they're in Avel. He tears it from the bottom. A regular Kohen would tear his clothing from the top of the Beged, you know, not from the bottom. Another difference between a Kohen Gadol and a regular Kohen when it comes to the dinim of Avelus is Kohen Gadol makrivonin velo ochel. A Kohen Gadol could bring karbanos even when he's in Onen. He just can't eat the meat of the karbanos. Vehediot lo makriv velo ochel. A kohen ediot cannot be makriv as an onen, nor can he eat the meat of the karban as an onen. So let's review what we learned today. In Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, we said that a kohen mashiach that brings a par kohen mashiach is only if he's mashiach b'shem mishcha, not if he's meruba begadim, and that's really the only difference between them. And the difference between a currently serving kohen gadol and a retired kohen gadol is whether he could bring the par yom kippurim and the asir ha'efa that's brought every day, but they're both eligible for avodah zarah. Kippurim, they're both mitzuvah and basula, they're both not allowed to marry an almana, they're both not allowed to be metame to their relatives, they both don't do normal priya or frima in when they're in avelus, and the death of either one of them can bring a rotzeach out of a near miklat. And Mishnah Hei, we said that a kohen gadol tears his clothing in avelus from the bottom of the clothing, whereas a kohen hediot does from the top of the kohen, from the clothing. A kohen gadol could bring makrif karbanos even as an onen, he just can't eat them, but a kohen hediot cannot even be makriv karbanos as an onin. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin.